A gathering of poets convened in Prague on Tuesday for the 6th annual International Poetry Festival to be held in the city. This year, the Czech capital is playing host to poets from 16 different countries, including Iraq, Jordan, Israel and Portugal. More than ever before, the International Poetry Festival is a hodgepodge of dozens of different languages and has translation as one of its key themes. As Rosie Johnson found out, English speakers are by no means left out.
Derrière la salle aux têtes, c'est là où devant nous, derrière les yeux plissés, et les visages mous.
Jiří Dědeček is a poet and translator. For the opening of the International Poetry Festival, he sings a Jacques Brel song in its original French form.
Qui sont de barbelés, plus loin que la misère, il nous faut regarder, il nous faut.
Mr. Dědeček is also the head of the Czech Pen Club, which set up this international poetry festival some 6 years ago. I asked him about the idea behind the festival.
In my opinion, poetry is something very private, and a poet is somebody very shy, sitting behind the table and writing, and this festival is something that I don't understand very well. But the necessity of meeting each other is clear, of course. So that's why it is important. So if something is behind, I think the real necessity to meet each other, to discuss our problems, our situation, and of course to translate our ideas.
Za všecku špinavost, co nabízí náš svět, za očičící zlost a za skřivený red.
Jiří Dědeček has won acclaim for his translations of Jacques Brel's songs into Czech. But isn't poetry one of the hardest forms of literature to translate? And how successful can a poetry festival be when it relies so heavily upon translation? This is the question I put to Alexandra Bichler, one of the festival's organisers.
In the Czech Republic, people have always read poetry in translation. I would say that Czech literature has actually developed thanks to translation. When Czech was a language which had to be rebuilt and, you know, reconstituted, this happened largely through translation. And this is not just the case with Czech, it's the case with many other languages which actually use translation to prove that their language can handle literary works, can handle philosophy and so on. So translation has always been incredibly important. I can't imagine anyone reading only works written in his or her language.
How on Prague the dome didn't break? For the third time its might was done. For how silenced were the joyous sounds of the marketplace, a song that I dreamt about Prague, there the morning will still dawn.
A lot of the events throughout the International Poetry Festival will be at least partly in English. And on Wednesday night, a new anthology of Czech poetry translated into English will be launched. Alexandra Bichler is the book's editor.
The foreigners who live here, I think, are often very interested in literature, and so I think that they will welcome the opportunity to have access to Czech literature in translation or Czech poetry in translation. I should add that this is the first anthology after something like, 30 years. There hasn't been another one of Czech poetry.
More information about the festival can be found on its website, the address for which you can find on our website.
Which is, of course, www.